Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dose of the Dead podcast. This is episode 4. Today is December 28th, 2016. Sorry about last week with the stomach virus on top of it being Christmas. It wasn't up to doing a podcast, and I was too busy with other things. But this week we're going to do, it's a little different than the shows in the past, we're going to do a New Year's Eve special. So, as you know, the Grateful Dead played many shows on New Year's Eve, and there's countless of different songs we could pick from to play that. So I'm not going to do really much talking. I picked about seven or eight, maybe even nine, and then some ads from like the 87 show. There's a couple promos and questions and answers with the band, so I'm mostly going to be playing, just playing through songs, no news, no studio tracks, anything like that. It's all New Year's Eve shows from all different years. So to start it off, I'm going to play Sugar Magnolia from December 31st, 1978, in Winterland Arena in San Francisco, California. This is a pretty iconic show. They have the DVD. I have it. I think it's the closing of Winterland. It starts out with that big joint coming through the ceiling, going across the crowd onto the stage, and they're doing the countdown. You know, and they're doing, that's when the ball drops and it's the new year. Then all the balloons drop, and they start off with a Sugar Magnolia. So, I read that it was really hard to play with all those balloons that kept like going on the stage and stuff, but it was pretty cool to watch in the DVD. So, once again, here's Sugar Magnolia from Winterland, New Year's Eve, 1978.
Man, look at that! A giant joint. It's a giant marijuana cigarette, and
now it's coming and from the balcony. Yes. A momentous occasion.
Someone is narrating from
here
the stage.
At Winterland in San Francisco.
I think it's
1978, going on 1981. What you see before you is a 12 foot long burning ember of marijuana. Yes, let us begin the countdown.
So once again, that was Sugar Magnolia from Winterland Arena, San Francisco, California, New Year's Eve, 1978. The next song we're going to do comes about 11 years later in the Oakland Coliseum Arena in Oakland, California. It's New Year's Eve, 1989. It's Throwing Stones by the Grateful Dead, obviously. Came out 2 years earlier, and this was, I think, one of their singles they did a music video for. So it's a pretty good version of this song. So here's Throwing Stones.
A bright blue ball just spinning, spinning free, dizzy with eternity, painted with the skin of sky, brushes of words and sea, going home for you and me. A peaceful place, or so it looks from space, a closer look reveals the human race. Full of hope, full of grace is the human face. But again, we made it all to waste. There's a fear down here we can't forget. Hasn't got a name just yet. Always awake, always alone. Singing ashes, ashes all, all lost in ashes. Watching the ball revolves and the nighttime falls. Begin the hunt begins, and again the blood wind calls. Yes, by and by again, the morning sun will rise. But the darkness never goes from someone's eyes. Oh no, no, through the sidewalks and rolls the streets. Streaking dirt, dividing up meat. Piece of meat. It's you and me. You and me. Oh! Flash played in ghetto nine. Rudy's looking for a fight. Rat Kettle Road. Leave that cash to feed that junk and the politicians. Stupid singing ashes, ashes, all about singing ashes. Hey! Chromosomes, a pinstripe, bosses, roll dice. Anywhere that fall, guess who got to pay the price? Money green and full of tan gray. Sun guns, still through the day. So the kids they dance and shake their bones, and the politicians throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes on the bone, singing ashes. Heartless powers try to tell us what to think. If the spirit's sleeping, then the flesh is ink. Hey. This is Page, more than in the carved in stone. The future's here, we are it. We are on our own. On our own. We'll be right back.
So next, I'm going to, was a commercial I found on YouTube. It was from, their 1987 New Year's Eve show, and, it was a viewer's choice, promo, so it was like a, you could order the, show on pay-per-view, and it's, Bob Weir and Jerry Garcia in Times Square saying, you know, what are you doing this year, what are you doing, and, oh, I'm not spending it in, at watching the ball in New York and Times Square this year, but it's just a pretty corny, funny commercial. to advertise the pay-per-view show for the New Year's Eve show. So here's the 1987 Viewer's Choice Grateful Dead New Year's Eve promo.
Viewer's Choice presents Bob Weir and Terry Garcia of Grateful Dead.
Hey, Jer, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
I'm not going to be in Times Square again. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Let's have a party.
Where?
How about at your place?
Viewer's Choice.
New Year's Eve. Stay home on New Year's Eve and get dedicated. Order Grateful Dead Live. The party starts at midnight Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific. A special pay-per-view event from Viewer's Choice.
Viewer's Choice. New Year's Eve.
So the next song comes from the Oakland Auditorium Arena in 1980. This is actually two songs. It's part of it was actually a documentary. So this song is, which is China Cat Sunflower and I Know You Rider, has some commentary in it. In the beginning, they have they're interviewing people in the parking lots before the shows, and I forget how long the show was, but there was I don't know what it was, but I watched a documentary a while ago. I don't remember all the details, but they're interviewing people in the parking lot before how to turn a straight person into a deadhead and all that other stuff. So on top of the songs, it's just like a cool interviews with fans. So here's China Cat Sunflower into I Know You Rider, 1980 New Year's Eve in Oakland.
More cake, guys.
Oh, shoot. Thanks a lot. Take care, folks.
Is this guy still eating?
It's really nice of your grandma to give this stuff for us. You know, they really take care of us here. It's really nice.
Yeah, really nice.
It really doesn't happen anywhere else.
Transform a straight into a deadhead. How would you? What would you think? What would be an instant half-hour plan to do it?
Give him some answers.
Don't tell
him. China Rider.
Smoke him out.
Yeah, China Rider would be a good.
China Rider.
Yeah, China. Really, China Rider.
Take him to a show. Give him a hit of acid. That would do it. There you go. A whole package.
Acid.
He's only needed. Let the chum catch some summer brown. Walking jingle in the midnight. Like a diamond, I just a loop of all colors, blaze of golden, dream fit up to a double, eat waterfall, hold you for my back.
people who are new, they gotta understand what we're doing. I mean, I can only give out like 400 of these things. But, you know, I gotta go day by day. The people who deserve them. Anybody who shows up, there's been no problems with people being, you know, jealous or anything like that. And
good.
I mean, you guys are the greatest. You know, I work a lot of rock and roll shows, but it's worth looking forward to the day. Not just the band, it's not just where we do it.
Not too fast!
Right.
She came right. down soon.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
You can still hang out, hang in.
I was just wondering, what, they got screwed, they got some kind of tickets inside of the ass out from that black dude. All right, they realized they bought him. He shouldn't have bought him.
Were you there?
Oh, no, I was not there.
You don't know that.
But I do know.
You want to hear the stories I've heard?
Yeah. Be careful on what tickets you buy in the street, you know?
No, yeah. You're right.
Can we move across the street, please, into the park?
So once again, that was China Cat, I Know Your Rider, 1980, Oakland, California. So the next one, we're going to go the same exact venue, Oakland Auditorium in Oakland, California. A year later, 1981. Also two songs. It's Dark Star into Bertha. So enjoy Oakland, 1981. Thank you. So there you have Dark Star into Bertha. That version of Bertha, it was actually cut off a little at the end. It's not the full show. There's part one and a part two. The second part I wasn't able to download it for some reason. I don't know, but you still get all Dark Star and a little bit of Bertha. So up next, we're going to do another thing I found on YouTube. It was an interview they did with the band for one of their New Year's Eve shows, and it was a Q&A from the fans asking members of the bands all different members of the band all different questions, and it's pretty funny. So I'm not sure exactly what year it's from, but here's questions from the Deadheads to the Dead.
I want to know what kind of pets you guys have, and if you could talk a little about them.
We all got lots of dogs, big mean dogs.
I have a Burmese python.
Wow. You don't have any dogs?
I have a salamander.
No dogs.
And of course, Brent doesn't want to talk about his gerbils.
I have my gerbils.
When Bob Weir sings, why does he like, when he's getting into a song, you know, he sings great. I love his songs, but he always goes, I guess he tightens up his lips like there's something, like he's really tensed out when he's singing. I don't understand. Why does he do that? Why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
Here's the topic.
I've always wanted to know, why do you do that?
Why do you do that?
Yeah, why?
Well, listen, I'll work on it. I'll work on
it. It's bugging me, too. It's always bugged me.
He's cleaning his teeth.
I think you should do it more. I like when you cross your eyes.
Instead of just before it.
Mickey likes when I cross my eyes.
I love it.
But I'll bet she doesn't.
I'd like to ask Jerry who picks out his wardrobe for him.
I do. For this year's New Year's,
my designer Robert.
for this year's New Year's, we thought we'd go with the simple yet elegant black T-shirt, adorned by a similarly colored dark corduroy,
nice and maybe color.
We got the black shoes to complete the getup. This was a.
That's the only
other,
down,
the only, the only other
down.
Choice was his Aztec sun god outfit, and everybody's tired of that.
Yeah.
Hey, Jerry, what's the deal with Teresa? Can I take her out?
Hey, Teresa!
Anytime! Anytime!
Take her, she's yours.
Where's Trixie? Did you hear that?
Okay, well, I'm talking to Brent, and I was just wondering how you make those little noises on your keyboards on Cryptical, because. I don't know, they're kind of inspiring.
I don't make those noises out of my keyboard. They come out of my mouth.
Jerry, why didn't you send me a Christmas card this year? I sent you 3.
I sent you 9.
I just want to know from Mickey what that piece of plexiglass is between him and Jerry. And what's it for? Is it a sound baffle or something? Or is it... I don't know.
Is that the germ shield?
Yes, it is. And why, and Mick? Yeah. Well, how come you don't like me, Mick?
It's the germs, man. I love you. Jerry.
Well, yeah. Here's the Howard Hughes of drums.
Take away the shield, Mick.
Yeah, take off those Kleenex
Ask
boxes,
him about
Mick.
The Kleenex, too.
What do you do to all the people who just make in with no tickets? Should I leave? Should I stay?
We experiment upon them.
We fry you.
I would have never said that. We invite them over to our houses for tea and cake.
Just relax, Mr. Claus, and allow me to enter your mind.
No! Cigarette butts! Many dark corners! Lists! Lots and lots and lots of lists! Must check twice. Broken cookies? Elves and tie-dyes? Ah, no, the Muslims. He's naughty. She's nice. She's naughty. He's nice. He's nice. Drum solo almost over. Mrs. Claus?
So there's your Q&A with the band. We still got, 2 more songs left, so it's a pretty long show this week, but I had a lot to choose from, so I'd rather not talk and play more music. And I'm sure that's what everyone else wants to hear too, is the Grateful Dead. That's why you're listening to the podcast. So this song is Eyes of the World from the Cow Palace in California. This is one of the older songs we're going to play on this show. Most of them from 80, 81, 89, promos from 87. You have the one, the first song we played, Sugar Magnolia, in 78. But this song is from the Cow Palace in California, New Year's Eve, 1976. Here's Eyes of the World.
summer. Ain't got time to call your soul a critic, no. Right outside the lazy gate of winter summer. The song that the morning brings. The heart has its seasons, its evenings, its songs of its own. Thank you.
visit your country and live in your home. Sometimes we ride on your horses, sometimes we walk alone. Sometimes the songs that we hear are just songs of our own.
So that was Eyes of the World from the Cow Palace, California, 1976. So that's really going to do it for the show. We have one more song to play out, play you guys out. So it's 2000, there's three more days left to 2016. As that comes to a close, maybe not the best year overall for many people, especially music legends and countless of icons that have died through the year, unfortunately. But 2016 was a pretty good year for the Dead, not just Dead and Company, but Phil Lesh and Friends. They had those July 1978 releases, which I got that Red Rocks CD for Christmas. It was pretty good. Pretty good show. The singles that they're releasing, the announcements on the 50th reissue of their first LP with more bonus tracks. Just been a really active year for the Dead community. So in 2017, looks like we're going to see the same with Dead and Company already on tour for about a month, month and a half, all summer, well, June and into the beginning of July. I can really see things staying the same, and that's good for us, for everyone. So with the last song, we're going to go from 1976 all the way up until 2015. We're actually going to play Dead and Company, their New Year's Eve show last year at the Forum in California. This song that I'm going to play is Broke Down Palace. And in the beginning, it's John Mayer talking about how the Dead and Company experience changed his life musically and all around. And then he kind of snuck in there the news that they'll be back for 2016, and then shortly after they released the summer 2016 summer tour dates and all that. So, I mean, that kind of what happened this year. Something got leaked a little bit, and then a couple days after we got a 2017 summer tour. So, as many people thought, maybe the 2015 fall winter tour for Dead and Company was it. It's not, because 2015 turned into summer tour 2016, into summer tour 2017, and I don't think anyone really wants to stop there. So as 2016 comes to a close, we have a good vision and high hopes for 2017. Want to wish everyone a happy new year, and here's Broke Down Palace by Dead and Company, New Year's Eve 2015. Happy New Year, everyone, and enjoy.
I just want to say, this is fun when you save up not talking. I want to say thank you to each and every person here and listening for accepting me into this beautiful home. I love all of you. This musical experience has changed my life forever. And at the risk of rocking any boats, known and unknown, we'll see you next year.
To write my soul.